pasuk in this week's parasha that we're all very familiar with, although we might not realize how familiar we are with it. Pasuk that makes Parshas Noach famous l'doirei doiris on a yearly basis. Pasuk that we've just read a month ago. Does anyone know which pasuk I'm referring to? What? No. Vayizkor Elohim es Noach. Vayizkor Elohim es Noach v'eskol achayev v'eskol abeim asher ito bateva. Vayizkor. What's Vayizkor, Rabbi Yisai? Where is that pasuk? The Zichronis. In the Psukim, in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Zichronis, Malchus, and Shaifus. Vayizkor Elohim es Noach. So the Heilige Rashi HaKadosh, Vayizkor Lames Noach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wrote in that pasuk of Vayizkor Elohim Es Noach. So the Rashi, Ze Hashem Midas Hadin Hu. This name is Midas Hadin. But he's remembering him to save him. V'nepcha l'midas harachamim al yedei tfilas hatzadikim. The rishosan shel rishoim hoifeches midas harachamim l'midas hadin shneemar vayar Hashem ki rabas ha'odom vayomer Hashem Emcha v'hu shem midas harach. So Rashi says, by Noach who was saved, the shem Hashem is presented as Elohim, as midas hadin, but he had a way to transform that name to shem midas harachamim, which ultimately led to his salvation. And by the Rishonim that were killed, it was Fakir. Kodesh Baruch Hu had the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the shame of Rachamim, and ultimately the Malbol came out, and what was carried out was the din. But how is that? What does the Gemara in Sukkah say? It was done. How did Noach? How was he? How did he allow himself to be saved? Says Rashi, Al Yidei Tfilas on Shel Tzadik. That's Zichronis. One of the leaders of Hasidus, the Rebbes of the Rebbes, the Rebbe of the Kotzker Rebbe, the Rebbe of the Chiddush Yarim, was named Rav Simcha Bunim Mipshischa. And he has a sefer, Al HaTorah, the sefer, Kol Simcha. And the sefer Kol Simcha asks a very simple question. Where do you find that Noach davened? We don't have any psukim that say that there was any tefillah of Noach. And yet Chazal say, by the famous pasuk of Vayizkor Elohim es Noach, that nepche from the shem midas hadin to shem rachamim, loy motzisi v'loy reisi v'loy shamati, I didn't hear, I didn't see that Noach made any tefillas. Now, yes, it's true, Rabbi Yisai, we spoke in the past. There's a beautiful vart from the Baal Shem Tov and the Sfas Emes. All over Parshas Noach reiterates this idea, beautiful mahalach, that the pasuk of Ba'al HaTeva doesn't only mean you should walk into a ship, but it means you should come to the Tevis, Teva Milosh and Mila, Teva from the word word. The tevos. The tevos that our tefillos consist of many different tevos. And the way to come to salvation is Ba'al HaTeva. It's a beautiful word, Rabbi Isai, and hopefully we'll talk about it. But the Kol Simchas Ha'ara is a good Ha'ara. If the whole Gansa salvation, the whole Gansa Yeshua, was what? Was Nebcha Yedei the Tevila of Noach, L'chaira, the Torah should mention such a Tevila. Not through a word of Ba'al HaTeva. It's a great Ha'ara. Where is the Tevila of Noach HaTzadik that allowed for this salvation? Kol Simcha says something incredible. Simcha Bunim says something gewaltig. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hoitzia mimazger nafshi. Lahoidai says Shmecha. Anyone remember the end of the pasuk? Biachdiru tzadikim kisigma lalo. Right? That's Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil le David. Yoisai b'amaros v'ilo. Right? Hoitzia mimazger nafshi. What does that mean? Take me out from this masker, from the sigira, from a matzav of closure, from the trapped areas of my life. Hoitzia mimazger nafshi. Zok de medrash. Listen, Rabbi Isai. Zok de medrash. Hoitzia mimazger nafshi. The medrash rabbi lamidalit zenoyach. Shahoya sogur b'teva yud beis chodesh. Lahoidai seshmecha. Losai seidaya lishmecha. Shegamalta alai v'amarta litzei min ha-teva. That you had rachmonos on me to come out of the teva. Says Rabbanim, what does this medrash mean? Hoitzia mimazger nafshi, take me out of this skira of Yud Beis Chodesh, lahoides eshmecha, to give you hoidaya, to listen to the words of Rav Simcha Bunim. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, v'hoya terem yikru'u v'ani ene. Oid he medabrim va'ani eshma. De l'chayra kosha. Ma ze she'etiach lanu Hashem shenene b'li kriya. Och in dihine k'shetzorach odem le'ize dover. V'roitze le'hispala la'Hashem she'imalach esrono b'tchilu hu b'leiv va'achar kach b'machshov. Shu mechashev heyach yispala. The pasuk says, "V'hoya terem yikru v'ani ene." What does that literally translate to mean, Rabbi Isai? And will be before terem, terem yitzmach, like we learned in last week's parsha, before it sprouted that Adam was on the surface, Rabbi Isai. V'hoya terem yikru is before you call v'ani ene, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu already answered. What does that mean? Before you're going to daven, I'm already going to respond. It's the chapel of the pasuk in Yeshaya. Zokter b'simcha bonim. Anytime a person davens, he doesn't just daven. He doesn't just say the words. Nebuch, we do sometimes. But listen to what a simcha bonim says. It starts in the ritzoinus. It starts in the machshava of what to say, and then it translates into dibur, and that's how I express it. There's a matzav of v'hoya terem before I actually say the words. I have the ritzaynus, I have the sheifis, I have the tshuka, I have the desire. I think about what I want to say. When I speak to someone, I think about what's the best way to say it, how to communicate it. That's true in tefillah also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even at that stage of terem, that is a bechina of a tefillah. That is already a stage of being mispal. V'nasim imenu osios b'machshava. V'acher kachoylech al adibur mispalo. That's the way we're supposed to daven. That's the way the good relationship is supposed to be. Terem, and then medab. But sometimes, says Rabunim, there's a mabul in your life. Sometimes there are storms that hit you. Sometimes you're in a mazgir nafshi. You're in a skigira. And even though I have the tshuka, I have the ratzon, I want, I desire, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I just can't find the words. I can't express it. I can't take and go through the entire process from machshava into the osios hamachshavos, osios b'machshava einu yachol ispashe b'dibu. They can't be transformed into an expression of words. They get stuck because I am stuck. They get trapped because I am trapped. And I just can't carry it. V'zen nikra terem. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. That's what the Pasuk in Yeshaya says. V'haya terem yikru, even if you don't get to the stage of Kriya. V'haya terem yikru, and it will be before you actually call out, V'ani en, I will respond. Why? Shadayin lo yotzim mikoyach lapoyel. Hiftiach lahem Hashem sheyane oisam beli kriya. Even if you can't find the words to express, even if you can't find the words to say and to really mouth out and enunciate that you want to articulate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mechina of teret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see your inner thoughts. You're in the desires. And he says, I'm still going to stay connected to you. V'ani ene. U'mikevon shehevi Hashem mabul al kol ha'olam v'sogar Hashem es noyach b'teva. Noyach was going through a tremendous mazger in his life. A literal mazger. A skira. The world was coming to its destruction. The world was falling apart around him. Literally the mabul. And he was so trapped. And Noach didn't have the ability going through that episode in his life. That situation of everything collapsing around him. Of, you know, the saying, when it hits, it feels like a flood. Literally, where does that come from? It comes from Noach's mazgir. Comes from Noach's situation. Everyone else in the world is dying. There is no future. There's nothing to invest in. The market has collapsed. It's funny, but it's real. Think about it. Your real estate investments, stock market, your friends, your family, your community. Your history. Wiped out. And you have no idea what's going to happen with you because you look out that window that's so high. And you say, oh my gosh. What's happening to them is going to happen to me. Mamin ve'enu mamin. He's trapped.
even within his salvation, he's trapped.
And he can't find the words. He just can't express. And yochel lispashit l'dibur. That's what the Medrash says. Hoitziu mi masker nafshi. Take me out of this teva. Take me out of this teva where I'm in a masger, where I can't articulate the words that I want to express. I can't daven in the classic fashion. And he wasn't able to be mispal. And his mitzvila was bechinas terem. Terem yikru v'ani ene. Because Noach had something, Rabbi said. He had the rotzon. He had the tshuka. He had the desire. He had the sheifas. But he had a reality. He had things that shut him down. He was a human being.
Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Terem Yikru V'ani Ene, started by Noach HaTzadik. Says Reb Simcha Bunim, you want to know where the first tefillah is, where Noach's tefillah is, that Rashi's Mechadesh. Oh! How is it possible that it was Nepach by Yizkor Elokim? It became to Yudkei Vavkei. Where was the tefillah? Zokt Reb Simcha Bunim, this is a chiddush in tefillah, and don't forget this chiddush. This is a tefillah. That tefillah can exist even if you're not saying the words. As long as you start and you have the bechina of Teren, that I want to connect, I want to desire, I want to rely on you, I want to depend on you, I want to have that relationship, I want to not be trapped to be able to express my love towards you. But right now I can't find the words and I'm sorry. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is tefillah. That is enough for Chazal to say, Nepach v'yizkor Elokim, the Midas Hadin, to the Shem Rachmim, even though you don't find in the Psukim that he actually articulated the words, and he said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to see tefillah in here, in here. Terem yikru v'ani ene. That's the strongest lesson in tefillah possible. We don't understand tefillah, Rabbi Isai, and Parshas Noach, the calamity of Noach, the disaster of Noach, tells us that tefillah is not only what we go to do and check off in the Shachris and Minchah Mariv and mumble jumble, whatever we say. Where's the word tefillah come from, Rabbi Isai? What's the word tefillah mean? Ptaltol. Mifatel. What does that mean to be mifatel? Anyone know Hebrew here? Mifatel. To twist. To connect. To link yourself to. Tefillah means kesher. Tefillah means a bond. Tefillah means that even if I can't say the words, and I'm not necessarily articulating it, I'm still connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch. It's a mistake what we learn growing up. The tefillah only exists 3 times a day. Because the Gemara in Bracha says, I believe it's a member from Rabbi Yochanan, Halavai she'odom yispalol kol hayoyim kula. Halavai, person should daven all day. You know, I never understood, what does that mean? Because it should do it again and again. When I see that Gemara, I say, what? What, I should repeat it again? I forgot Yalvi Yovo again and again? You know, I know you all yesterday. How many times you daven Shmona Esrei? Me too. Short to memory lapse. Rabbi Isai, it's not what it means in the Pnimius anymore. It doesn't mean that you know, I have a suffix, I don't know, like, again and again, you know, sometimes people get stuffy. No, that's not what it means.
means halavai that your tefillah should last that whole day. Halavai sha'odam yispal kol hayom kulo. Means that you should have that kesher, that bond, that link, that mifatel, that total, that tefillah, biloshin mispalel, that connection that's not limited to words, that's not limited to even articulating, that could even exist if Noach didn't even say the word Baruch Ata. It was Terem Yikru. It was even in the Mazgir. Says Rav Simcha Bonim Raboisai in the Sfas Emes and the Chatzide Ger highlighted this many generations. The Imrei Emes used to speak about this a lot. David HaMelech speaks about Tefillah Raboisai. What does he use the Lashon? In Tehillim, David HaMelech says what? You know what he says, Raboisai. You say it every time, every mincha. What does he say? Va'ani what? Va'ani tfilosi. What in the world does that mean? You guys all say it. Va'ani tfilosi. You say it every minute. Well, what's going on? What does that mean? I am tfila. Something's messed up over here. You are tfila? A guy would say that to me. I think you have problems. What is David HaMelech talking about? No. David HaMelech says, yeah, that's my existence. I'm a walking tfila. Even if I'm not right now davening, even if I'm not now right now saying the words, even if I'm stuck in a matzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I can't say it, I'm not feeling it right now, I'm in a mazger, I'm in a tevas noach, and everything is collapsing around me, terem yikru. You know where my rotzon is. You know that I am a tefillah. You know that bond and that connection, if I would find the words, I would want to express it to you. Says the Sfas Emes, says the Imrei Emes, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees you in your entire picture. I'm going through a tzara right now. I'm going through a really difficult time. So please take my matzav and take my machshavos, my pnimius, and my desires and form that into a tefillah. Vani tefillah. And recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if I wasn't stuck in this matzav, I would want to carry from the machshava, from the inner, from the insides, from the feelings, and articulate it like I do all the time that I'm able to daven. But I'm not walking away from that life of tefillah. Just size it up. Look at things in totality. It says the Imrei Emes, Va'ani tefillah is mitoich hatzara. Because you have that shuka, that machshava, that desire, that becomes a tefillah. Now, this isn't a leniency, Rabbi say, and a kula you guys should walk away with and say, oh, the rabbi says, I don't have to daven. Going through tough times, I don't have to. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, fakirat. I'm saying tefillah doesn't stop when you daven. Tefillah has to exist even when you walk outside. And you have to walk away with it. You have to be a va'anit. And in those times that you weren't able to feel it, that you weren't in the moment, don't be misyayish. Don't say, well, who am I? God doesn't even want my tefillahs. Because I can't even get into those words. I can't even connect to those words. Because the Baruch Simcha Bonim is telling you it's not true. Because neither could Noach. And yet what? The Torah says, Vayizkor el mesa Noach. That is the mocker for Zechroinus. It changed from Din to Rachmin, from Elikim to Yudke Vodke, not through words, through Terem Yikru, through Sheifas, through desires, through a Ratzin to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the entire Matzah. He looked at the V'ani Tefillah Mitoy Chatzara, and he made a Tefillah out of those Ratzinus, those Sheifas. So Allah has Kama V'Kama, if we have the ability to be Mispal, and we could find the words, we should obviously connect to those words and understand what being mefatel is all about. And let those tefillahs extend even after davening. Even after the 830 minions over that you guys are all rushing through. Into Seder, into our lives, into all of our struggles. That's what it means to be mispalel, to be ptantal, to be mefatel, to be terem yikru v'ani eneh.
That's what it's all about. There could be a tefillah even without words, but not if this is what it's all about, or if it's who's watching, living for other people to see me in the spot. That's what your tefillah is, and it doesn't even get to the first stage, stage one of Tevim Yikru. It might be Vani Aneh, but what's Vani? It might be that I said the words, but what? That's not Tevim Yikru. You didn't put any machshavas into it. You didn't even think about a relationship over here. You're not even at the stage of Noach. That I want it, but I can't. That's the chiddush of our parsha, Rabbi Yisrael. A totally different perspective on what tefillah is all about. And how tefillah is not limited to words. Remember, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not only at this point. That's the end of Simcha Bonim, and that's what the Imre Emes says, Hotziya Mimazger Nafshi, that even when you're in a tzara, even when you're stuck and you can't find those words, you could still be mispalel through the she'ifas, through the desire, through the want and will to connect. But Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this. There's an unbelievable Chassam Sofer. It's from a different yeshiva, different area. It says a pshat in a later part of this week's parsha. Delfi ani azdaiti is exactly the same message found in the aftermath of the night. Merv Rabbi Yisai, what is the sign? What is the conclusion? What is the respite, the menucha, if you will, after the Mabul Rabbi Yisai that we learn in this week's parsha, when we see the what? When we see the rainbow. The rainbow that is what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Isam Kashti Be'anan. He puts in the cloud Kashti. Chassam Sofer said something in this week's parsha that not everyone knew what he meant until a Talmud of his clarified what he meant. And I think it hits the Nakuda that we're speaking about right now. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts a rainbow, a kashti, in the Anan. Said the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yisrael, and I'm going to make it very vague, like the Chassam Sofer transmitted this message. Kashti! Shene'emar! Asei leman kedushasecha, asei leman shemecha, asei leman tefilasecha, v'asei leman yiminecha. Anyone know where that phrase is found, Rabbi Yisai? The end of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so maybe you guys are being misfollowed a little bit. Good. Looking into the words you're expressing. The end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say, concluding, right before we take the three steps back, Asei leman kedushasecha, asei leman shemecha, asei leman tilasecha, 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 I don't even know what I'm saying, tilasecha, asei leman yiminecha. Look, the Heilige Chassam Sofer, or the Rashi Tevis of those four words, of asei leman, kashti. Kashti, kuf, kedushasecha, shemecha. Kashti. But what does it mean, Samta Ba'anon? You put the Kashti in the Anan. So there's a Pasuk, an Eicha. It speaks about the tragedies of Am Yisrael. That there will be Matzavim that Am Yisrael will face. Sankosa ba'anan me'avor tefila. Yonis and Ibishitz in the Sefer Yaras Dvash speaks about this pasuk. He says that you should be careful, because sometimes in some matzavim we cause there to be an anan, we cause there to be a cloud as a barrier, as a wall that doesn't allow our tefilas to penetrate to Shamayim. Sakosa be'anan
you covered over with a cloud, may avor tefila, from our tefila penetrating and passing through, like the pasuk in Eicha, according to what Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz explains. Said the Chasam Sofer, there are going to be times that there's going to be an anan, that there's going to be a mabul, that there's going to be a masger, there's going to be a depression, there's going to be disaster, a tragedy, and there's not going to be what tefillah that's able to penetrate. Either it'll be a function of the fact that I can't find the words, I can't express myself, I can't focus, I can't zone in, or Nebuch, like Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your deeds created a wall, a barrier. Don't allow the tefillahs to penetrate Shemayim. So how do we get through those anans? How do we get through those babbles? How do we go through those difficult situations, Rabbi Isai? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the aftermath of the mabul. I want you to put one thing into that anan. Kashti. A keshes, a bow. What is a bow, Rabbi Isai? Zok Targum Onkelus on the Pasuk. Becharbiu bekashti. Betzalusi bebausi. With my desires to daven. With my bias. Mavezu odom. Bibaye bayun. Tfilo is a baiso. Tfilo is also when I want to daven. Anyone here? Someone just told me they took a date out. Archery. Anyone ever shoot an arrow? How do you do it? The whole essence is what? It's through pulling back. How you pull back? What you put in? Where is your desire? That's the koyach. Zok HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the aftermath. Myridik. Chasam Sofer was misnabbed to the same idea as Reb Simcha Bonin in two sides of the parsha. One during the mabul and one after the mabul. When you get hit by those ananim, when you hit those difficult matzavim, don't give up. Don't think that tefillah is not around just because I can't feel it. Because there's still a keshes. There's still a kashti. There's still a bow. There's still the ritzainas, the she'ifas, the desires. There's still the pullback. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu cheshbens that too. And that has a b'chini of tefillah. And that is a tefillah that can get around the mano. That is a tefillah that can get you through the maskir. It could count as a tefillah during those days in the teva and the mabul, even though you couldn't express it. What the Chasam Sofer is saying, as we finish Mayna Esri every day before I take my three steps back and I physically leave tefillah, although Mirtz Hashem after today I don't mentally leave tefillah, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I don't know, I'm not really sure if that tefillah was merutza and that tefillah and I expressed the right words, and you know, I can't always find the right things to say. And it doesn't always come out the way it comes out. Kadosh Baruch Hu, look at the way I talk to my Rebbe. It doesn't always come out the way I want it to come out. But you know what I say to him? I say, but I still have keshes. But I still have asei l'man kedusha secha, asei l'man shemecha, asei l'man tira secha, asei l'man yamecha. Please at least just take my kashi. Please take my bow out of my tefillah. And even if they're not the right words, and even if they're not articulated correctly, at least look at the whole package. Look at that va'ani tefillah. And I want to be there. And I wish I could express the right thing. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes and wraps up the whole tefillah with the best ribbon possible. Sometimes the present, or voice say, it's not about what's in the present. It's about the way to wrap it. Something that I failed to ever accomplish. Can't wrap that present well. That's what we do at the end of Shemini Esrei. Might not be a great present, you say. Might not be the right usage of words. But there's a keshes. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees our maskeir and voicer. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the tzaras. Whether they're existing now or they're going to be there in the future, voicer. The point is, you got to know what David HaMelech said. Who is a better raya to a tzara than the life of David HaMelech? A constant, ongoing tzara. And he still was ba'ani tefila. Still had that keshes. He still was able to what? To be terem, yikra, to introduce this other type of tefila that Noach introduced to us. The boy said, what the Baal Shem Tov said was 100% correct. Ba el ateva refers to teva milashin tefila, milashin talmud Torah. There are tevas in our lives. But perhaps we could connect and link this idea of Simcha Bonim and Chasam Sofer to the Baal Shem Tov, to the teva of the Baal Shem Tov itself. Perhaps what he meant was Ba el ateva means sometimes you can daven even if it's not really with the words itself. Tefillah can exist above and beyond the tables. If you're ba in beisecha, in meshecha, take your whole life and you connect it and link it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just look. I want to be connected. I want to depend on you. There's a tefillah of Ba El Ateva. Noach's chiyus became a tefillah. He introduced Ba'ani tefillah. Even though Reb Simcha Bonim is correct, we don't find the actual words and the actual nusach that Noach davened in this week's parasha. Moreover, Aboisai, let us remember that no matter what happens, there's a kesher. No matter what happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to connect to us in every single matzah. And even if you can't express the words in such a great way, present the keshes. Be there in Ritzaynus and Sheifas. And it's not only for Tefillah, Rabbeisai, it's for Limud HaTorah and Esek HaMitzvos, Rabbeisai. There's going to be times when it's not going to be Elul, it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaNoraim time. It's going to be Ma'cheshvin. It's going to be a little bitter. It's going to be those snoring that I'm looking at the guy to the right and to the left at me, and he's going like this, and he's feeling the brisker up, and I'm just not there. And I get annoyed. And I tell myself, oh, maybe I shouldn't show up. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe this isn't the right place. Maybe I'm not one of the chevra. Sheker v'chozo. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. Because the tachlis is not whether or not you get the brisker up correct. The tachlis is not whether or not you can say the shtickle Torah, the shir Chloe, and answer every single one of the four kashas that we wrote on the board yesterday with one fell swoop with the briskerov. Whether you get it or not, that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is the keshes. The tachlis is, do you want that? The tachlis is, I want to connect in that way. That's avodas Hashem. And I don't care if you sit just on the Gemara, the entire Seder. It's just as much of a tefillah and avodas Hashem as the person who finished every single one of the Ma'amar Kanis and is saying it backwards and forwards. Don't let the Yetzer Hara tell you anything else. Because the Yetzer Hara wants you to walk away with the kasha that we presented. There's no tefillah here. He didn't daven. He didn't say the word. You know those annoying guys. You skipped a word! You skipped the word. So the guy's over five lavin for embarrassing the guy who skipped the word in order to correct the guy who didn't say a word. That's probably only a minig and not even ma'akev. Great. That's a great cheshbon that you did. I'm glad you corrected the chazan, the Baal Tefillah, or the guy who was davening. Excellent. Great. Hatzlocha with your yoim hadin. So you gotta start being real. Stop being Baal Cheshbonis and create some Cheshbon in our life. Create some Machshava, some Terem Yikra. Why are we here? You think HaKadosh Baruch only wants the brisker of people? You think that's what he said? If you make it or you're out. Who is it? Is it a basketball team? You think that's what Yiddishkeit is?
second cut and third cut? That's what it's about? That's what the Yetzer Hara tells you. The Yetzer Hara is the coach of varsity. That's what he wants. If you don't wear a jacket, then you're not on my team. It's not Irishkeit. It's about the keshes. And even if you can't, it's still there. Rabbi said, let's take this chizuk that we get from Noach. And Rabbi said, Noach, Chazal had some problems with Noach. Torah has some problems with Noach. And Afal Pichin, we still learn this message from Noach. Even as not perfect and imperfect as he was. Afal Pichin, Rabbi said. So let's gain the chizuk. Let's work on our keshes. Let's work on our machshavas. Let's work on our mentality and our perspective before we doubt it. Let's work on our mefatel, on the fact that tefillah should not end once I go like this at the end of davening. Done. Now I'm learning. No. It's a constant halavai. Sha'odim yispa'ol kol yom kula. Mirtza Hashem rabbeisai. Then, the end of your tefillah, the kashti, dushasecha, shmecha, will be so merutza and so desired by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sha'ol bizoicha ta'atzlacha and aliyah. And our latest session.